This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
F.
This is sports with a capital F.
Turn off the lights. Do do and make a podcast. Do 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 do. Welcome to the Sports with a Capital F podcast, everyone. I am Graham, and I'm shocked. You know that? I don't know if you guys are aware. Surely you are, because my listeners are very well informed. Donald Trump, the president of the United States, recently made some very disparaging comments regarding NFL players who protest. Something along the lines of, you know, bench or fire. He called them sons of bitches. Something to that extent. It was really jarring to me. Because, you know, at this point, now that Donald Trump has been in the political spotlight dating back to the beginning of his campaign for this presidency, I had just come to expect much more measured and poignant statements. Donald Trump so rarely makes statements without having all the facts. You know, it's not like this guy has a lengthy track record of spewing things from his bloated face hole that aren't totally in line with reality. And I don't know, I think that's what shocked me the most, was that I'd come to expect so much more from him. So much more measured, well-informed commentary on the issues of the day that this really took me aback. I was very surprised and shocked by this. And clearly, everyone on the internet is as well, because the other interesting thing about this dynamic is that I haven't ever seen people on the internet lash out at Donald Trump before. I feel, like I said, like Donald Trump normally makes very poignant, concise, well thought out points that generally Americans, even who disagree with him, can at least understand A, what he's saying, and B, his position, right? I don't think that there's been a lot of ambiguity with this president to this point. And I was shocked to see him make such crass, poorly informed statements. Then hopefully it's just an anomaly, you know. Hopefully this isn't what we can all expect in the future from both the president and the people on the internet, people on Twitter. I mean, it's pretty surprising to me that he said something like this and that the internet reacted negatively. And good work, by the way, too. I do want to say that it's whenever I'm on the internet, I see people doing very good work, writing lengthy statements of their opinions and what they base those opinions on. And I notice that for the most part, those sort of interactions on social media between people really affect a lot of change. People are really showing me that arguing with one another on the internet is really getting to the core of these kinds of complicated issues. Because the issue with NFL players protesting is a complicated issue. And not, you know, it's not really just simply that it's their right and also doesn't really have anything to do with football and is also not hurting anyone. I mean, I don't think it's that. You know, I think it's a very complicated issue. And I was shocked that the president would say something crass like that. I just think I think everyone can agree that we've come to expect more from Donald Trump, you know. And again, I was blown away by the response online. I didn't realize that there was that sort of interaction going on in this country. And it just surprised me because we haven't seen it to this point. There's not a long track record of this exact same scenario and this back and forth between the president and people on the internet, two groups of people, or a one person and the group of people on the internet that traditionally have interacted pretty well with one another and been in total agreement on the major issues. I felt it necessary to do a solo podcast about this. There'll be more podcasts coming up in the future, but I did want to take some time aside today. And maybe you'll get a chance to listen to this after you got done watching the games for today. And I think you'll realize that really the most important thing to you today while you were watching football was what happened during the national anthem. I think that's really what we all tune in for. I know it is for me. All sporting events, I want to see what happens during the national anthem. All right. Well, that's really all the points I had to make for today. You know, I just wanted to share my surprise with you guys because I really have never seen anything like exactly this exact same situation before, and we'll see how it unfolds as the future progresses. This is the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I am Graham. You can listen to the Sports with a Capital F podcast almost anywhere you consume podcast media, and also these glorious YouTube videos, if that happens to be how you're consuming the information I am disseminating this week. Why don't you guys all have a fantastic week? We'll have a new podcast later this week. And until then, good night and good luck.
This is Sports with a Capital F.
This is Sports.
This is Capital F.
This is Sports.